Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, February 16th, 2023, and we are fresh off Super Bowl weekend, where the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Philadelphia Eagles, and we are now in our third week of the Slack is Talk podcast celebrating Black History Month. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town. Now, y'all know what it is, man. I'm your host, Jason Slack. You already know what it is, man. It's a blessing. Y'all know what I'm going to follow up by saying. I want to appreciate each and every one of y'all, man. You know why? Y'all could have been anywhere in the world right now, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. We getting ready to get into another epic edition, but as always, man, there's so much to cover. So much is going on. So many things have changed, you know, since this past week, since we last talked. You know how it is, man. You know, we all business people, man. You know, you stay busy, man. You stay grinding. Things change on a day-to-day basis. Things change on an hour-to-hour basis, and this ain't no different, man. To all my day ones, welcome back. You know, welcome in. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know what to expect. You know what we gonna do. You know we gonna get it in. You know we gonna be entertained. All that good stuff. If it's your first time, man, go to your favorite podcast platform, man. I'm on all of them, man. Talking iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple, Pandora. You know what I'm saying? I'm on all the platforms. Whatever your favorite is, Slack is Talk is on it, man. Go to the hub, hit that follow button, and just take me everywhere you go, man. You know what I'm saying? Once you hit that follow button, a new episode, a new content will be delivered to your device automatically. All you got to do is hit the play button. Once you hear this episode, I know you'll go ahead and follow, so I just want to say thank you in advance. Now, you know, it's been a hell of a week, man. A hell of a week, man. You know, I'm a Jet fan. You know, I mean, Super Bowl weekend, Kansas City pulled it off. Y'all know me, man. I'm loyal, man. You know, if my team ain't in it, I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? It's just entertainment purposes at that particular point, you know? You know, I just go for the party. You know, sometimes we play cards, man, you know, get some drinks going, things of that nature. And it's just the atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? If I had to pick a way, man, I would say I was leaning toward Philly because there's always a reason why, you know what I'm saying? I wanted the championship to be in the NFC so when the Jets win next year, you know what I'm saying, we could bring it back to the AFC. I know y'all like how I did that, man. There's always a plan. You know what I'm saying? There's always a catch. There's always something to it. But nevertheless, congratulations, man, to the Kansas City Chiefs, man. You know, I got nothing against them, man. Congrats. Let's get into some announcements. You know what I mean? Let's start off with my Vision for Kids organization, which, you know, without a doubt, I'm most proud of. I've always been open about that. Out of everything I do. All the companies, all the brands, man, all the shows, all the podcasts, all the networks. It's the vision for kids, man, that drives me, man. You know what I mean? Kids are the future, man. It's the reason why I do this. You know what I'm saying? And I want to give a shout out. You know, last week, you know, I got caught up in my feelings. You know what I mean? February 9th, that was the 30 year anniversary of, you know, my mother's passing. And I didn't get to do the shout outs, man. So, you know, I'm in the spirit of giving people their flowers and, you know what I mean, making up for mistakes and stuff like that. I want to give a shout out to one of my special Vision for Kids members who had a birthday on February 9th. And her name is none other than Tashaya. You know what I'm saying? One of our first members, you know, going to college right now, doing the thing. Athlete, basketball player. Just like super proud of her, man. You know, never heard about her getting in no trouble. As far as I know, you know what I mean? As far as I hear, always doing her thing in school. Always doing the right thing. Like I said, man, talented basketball player. You know, super athlete, super athletic, all those great things. I look forward to seeing, you know, what you do in the future. And I just want to say happy birthday here on the Slackers Talk podcast. We love you. Also, you know, we got more birthdays coming up because I ain't going to let you forget it, man. February is the greatest month of the year, man. You know what I'm saying? It's, why not? It's Black History Month. We got all these birthdays, man. You know what I'm saying? We probably got the most birthdays in the entire Vision for Kids organization. You know what I'm saying? My birthday is included. You got the Super Bowl that this passed. You got NBA All-Star Weekend. I mean, February is where it's at, man. You know what I mean? If I dare and I challenge anybody to come up with a better month out the year, man. I mean, it's February, man. You know what I mean? That's why it's only 28 days in the month, because it's special, man. You know what I mean? It's special. You know what I mean? When you get something special, it's always limited because it's special. You know what I mean? That's what brings the value up. You know what I mean? Everybody can't say that. That's what makes it special. But nonetheless, we got more birthdays coming up. You know what I mean? We got my man Ace Good coming up on February 27th. You know, we got Forever. I call her Chulo. Her birthday is on February 28th. We got mine on the 25th. And we just gonna keep rocking out, man. Shout out to all the February birthdays, man. Vision for Kids, no doubt. Very special announcement coming up right here, man. Very special, man. Especially like, you know, here on the Slackers Talk podcast, you know, I preach business, man. I preach entrepreneurship, ownership, you know, creating your own. You know, showing y'all a better way, you know, a different way of looking at things. I show giving y'all, you know, options and all that kind of stuff. And here's another, man. You know, one of the things that I love about the Slackers Talk podcast is I get to inform people and I get to teach and I get to share my knowledge, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing. And more importantly, man, as I go through, you know, my business lifestyle, I get to teach others, you know, younger than me, what to do and what not to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going through it. So I see different things. So I get to share that. I get the opportunity to give y'all, you know, a head start by not, you know, making some of the mistakes, or even, you know, by getting myself in better position to help y'all better yourselves. You know what I'm saying? I can offer y'all opportunities and stuff like that. And here's one of those things, man. You know, glad to announce, man, you know, this upcoming weekend, even though I say this upcoming weekend, y'all can actually start now. You know what I mean? Y'all can start reaching out to me now, you know? If you are a business owner and you own any type of business, man, and, you know, you just starting out, you need a website, you need business cards, you need hosting, you need email marketing, you need website security, you need anything to build your online presence, y'all can come to my store, man. The Vision Live Marketplace, man. We got everything for you. Anything related to the web, you know, like I said, I got advertisement slots. If you want to promote something, parties, I'm talking about businesses, you know what I'm saying? Anything, I got that. And I will be releasing the, like I said, you could do your orders today. You know what I mean? If you want to order something today, I'll get you set up. You know, I'm not going to tell you about something and not be ready. You know what I mean? But I'm putting the final touches on the store right now. You know what I'm saying? When I like to do something, I like to do it big. You know what I mean? So I'm putting the final touches on the store, and I should be ready. You know, the store, actual store, should be ready by the weekend. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to place an order now, you can. I'll take care of you. But I'm talking about anything related to the web. You know what I'm saying? Website design. I build websites. I design them. I do maintenance on them. I maintain them. We do all that, man. You know what I mean? Your one-stop shop. So if you like me and you only like messing with people that you know, you only like messing with people that you know would look out, hey, man, you know, Jason Slack, he on the Slackers Talk, man. Holla at me, man. Vision Live Marketplace, baby. We here now. This another avenue and this another way of life, man. Let's get into our social media aspect of the show. This is one of my favorite parts of the show, man. You know, we be coming up with it on the Slackers Talk. Another way to keep y'all entertained throughout the week. You know what I'm saying? When the Slackers Talk, you know, being that the Slackers Talk is this on Thursdays, I still want to interact with y'all throughout the week. You know what I'm saying? On Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Whenever, you know what I mean? And on social media, man, I be bringing the heat, man. On Monday, you know, Slackers Talk question of the week. I know all y'all that's watched the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? I know it's fresh on y'all mind. You know what I mean? I know y'all big fans of Rihanna. I know y'all big time fans of the halftime show. So, you know, I gave y'all what y'all wanted. You know what I'm saying? I asked the question. How would you rate Rihanna's performance? How would you rate her Super Bowl halftime show performance? And it was multiple choice, of course, like it always is. Do you think it was 5 stars? 5 stars being the best. Do you think it was 4? Do you think it was 2 stars? Or do you think it was 1? Now, on this one, I strategically didn't put 3 in there because I felt like 3 is kind of like in the middle. 3 is not bad, but it's not good either. That's kind of like up in the air, 50-50, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't include that because I didn't want to give y'all an out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be making it hard on me by asking me all these questions throughout the week, and I got to give an answer, man. So I'm going to throw it right back and make y'all do the same thing. Now, the answer was 5 stars, 4 stars, 2, or 1. Of course, 5 being the best. Of course, 1 being the worst. Now, on social media, for the most part, everybody answer on the average, you know, everybody said 4 stars. And what I mean by everybody, you know, everybody gave a different answer, but it was more 4 stars than anything. And that's how we get our answer on social media, you know what I'm saying, on the question of the week, each and every week. The answer was 4 stars. And on this one, it's, my answer is, I wanted to give 5 stars, but I gave it 4. And here's why, you know what I mean? First of all, matter of fact, let me go ahead and give you, you know, why I gave it 4 stars, you know, instead of 5. If you older, like you, if you like a 80s baby or 90s, back in the day, back in those days, right? And you probably seen this on certain movies, man, if you of age, if you old enough, you know what I'm saying? There was a lot of school movies, a lot of movies or TV shows that's dealing with schools. And it's a time where, you know, maybe somebody had to do some homework or somebody had a test or somebody had to hand in a report. And the teacher gave like a A minus or a 99 and not 100 or something like that, right? And the student would go, hey, minus, man, you know, well, why not? Why minus, man? You know what I'm saying? I worked hard on that paper. And the teacher would go, man, it was good, man. I had to take off for the coffee stains. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the paper was messed up, you know what I mean? He took credit off of that. That situation, to me, is kind of, like, relevant to this situation. The performance, man, was 5-star. You know what I mean? The only thing is, and it's not a bad thing. Of course, I'm never saying this is a bad thing, you know. I didn't realize this. And I didn't realize this information until I seen her at the Super Bowl. But I didn't know that she was pregnant again. I had no idea. You know what I mean? I thought she was just chilling, you know, recovering off of, you know, she just had a firstborn. That's what I thought, you know what I mean? Nobody, she hasn't been in the spotlight too much. She's just been, like, laying low. And I thought, you know, it was because she just had a baby, you know what I mean? So, of course, with her being pregnant and, you know, especially her just having a baby, her performance, she was going to be limited as to what she can do. You know, as far as, like, move, actual dance moves, actual movements and stuff like that. Of course, she was going to be conservative. And the same with anybody, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the right decision. That was the right thing to do. But anybody that's seen a Rihanna performance knows she get it in. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, perfect situation. With none of that, you know, going on. Like, she would have killed it. And she killed it anyway. You know what I mean? So that's why, to me, it was 4 stars instead of 5. It was just because she was a little limited as to what she could do. And you could, like, and you could see it. You know what I'm saying? Now, the reason why it's a 5-star, right? The reason why it's really a 5-star is because this is when you know you made it. If you're an artist, it doesn't matter what kind of artist. It could be hip-hop, it could be R&B, it could be country, it could be jazz or whatever, whatever, right? This is when you know you made it. When you have a big event like that, and you got 30 minutes or an hour, and it's a big event, and you know it's millions and millions of people watching, and millions of people listening, right? If you can do that whole entire set by yourself, you made it. That's when you made it. You top tier. You on the upper echelon, for sure. Like, you in that A crowd, for sure. The reason why I say that is because if you can do that entire set by yourself, you got a catalog. You know what I mean? You got a catalog. You know what I mean? And Rihanna has a catalog, man. She got a catalog that'll go back and forth, hit after hit after hit after hit. And she showed it. And she did that. You know what I'm saying? No features. She didn't bring anybody out. You know what I'm saying? It was no, like, you know how somebody do something on the side to create a diversion. And, you know, I call it, like, filling the time slot, you know, to take up some time. It was none of that. You know what I'm saying? It was none of that. Her whole performance was, like, because, you know, she was limited in her situation, the whole performance was basically, like, almost at the same place. You know what I'm saying? You know how you see some performances and this person moves to this place, this person moves to that place, they're at a different location now and all that? Nah. None of that. The dance routines were different, of course, because you can't keep that the same. But hit after hit after hit, man. And she did that. You know what I'm saying? It's not that many people that could do that. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z could do it. Dre. Mary J. Blige. You know what I'm saying? 50. Eminem. You got to put him up there. Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody can't do an entire set by themselves, man, with no features and nothing else to it, man. So for that, you know what I mean, Rihanna made it. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know she's in the A crowd. Now, earlier today, like clockwork, you know what I'm saying, I released the Slackers Talk Classic Films Throwback Thursdays. And this one I missed. You know what I'm saying? I missed this one. I really should have did this one last week. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully y'all heard my episode last week, Russell Simmons. You know what I'm saying? We gave him his flowers. I told you why. And to match the episode, this week's classic film should have been last week, man. But as always, like I said on Slackers Talk, man, I catch my mistakes. Now, this movie is like one of the first musical hip-hop classics. You know what I'm saying? This one, star-studded. This one was the introduction. This film, like, provided the introduction to a hip-hop Hall of Famer that y'all all know today. You know what I'm saying? It was produced by a hip-hop executive. You know what I mean? Well, I'll go ahead and say it, man. It's produced by Russell Simmons. You know what I mean? In the late mid 80s, you know what I'm saying? It was the introduction of a lot of different artists. You know what I'm saying? Classic film. Everybody that's a hip hop fan gotta know this movie. And I'm talking about none other than Crush Groove. You know what I mean? If you a hip hop fan and you didn't see this movie, man, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, man. Either that or you just not old enough. You know what I mean? But Crush Groove with the joint, man. I'm talking about the hip-hop icon that I'm talking about that made his debut was none other than LL Cool J. You know what I mean? I got to go back and do research because I was young too at the time. But if I'm not mistaken, I think that was the first movie that LL Cool J appeared in. When that movie came out, I don't think he didn't release an album yet. You know what I mean? So that's classic. You know what I'm saying? Look at his movie catalog now. Not music, but look at his movie catalog, man. The dude can act. You know what I mean? So you got to give props to Russell Simmons on that one. You know what I mean? Going back to our last week episode. And shout out to Sheila E. She was in it. Run DMC. The Fat Boys. And I got to give you one. I said every classic movie got something that everybody remember, right? And for me, it's that song by the Fat Boys, man. When they were trying to talk to this girl, and she dissed them, and they just started singing, "Don't you dog me, woof, woof." I mean, classic, man. That song is classic, man. Hilarious, man. Like, shout out to the Fat Boys, man. You know what I mean? And if you young, I understand you not knowing about that movie. I understand you not seeing it. But if you a hip-hop fan, you gotta go see that movie, man. The first film produced by Russell Simmons. The first movie that LL Cool J appeared in. And you know what I'm saying? The Fat Boys is hilarious, man. You gotta go check it out, man. Slackers Talk, classic film, Throwback Thursday. None other than Crush Groove. Check it out. Now, you know, we took care of our business as usual. Let's get down to some more business, man. This is our third week. This is our third installment of Black History Month on the Slackers Talk podcast, man. And I got to continue to bring the heat. Just a quick recap. The first week, we covered Jesse Jackson. We gave him his flowers. Got to meet him in person. Second week, which is last week, we gave our flowers to Russell Simmons, one of the first black music executives to own a record label. And this week, I'm going again. You know what I'm saying? This one, I think she's a bit under the radar. As a matter of fact, I think she's highly under the radar. You know, I think because... And it's not because of a lack of accomplishments. No, not by no means. You know, she's highly talented. She has a lot of accomplishments. And there's no doubt she contributed to the black community. You know what I mean? She contributed to black people as we know today. And she contributed in more ways than one. And actually, I wanted to bring up something about her that if you listen to the Slackers Talk podcast and you heard every episode, like you heard me mention this about her before, but if you're like one of those randoms you might catch an episode here and you haven't caught all of them. Like, this might surprise you. You know what I mean? Because you never heard me talk about her. But she needs to get known. She needs to be known. And she needs to be remembered for one accomplishment that I don't think she gets credit for. If that makes sense. It's one accomplishment that I think we have never stopped and think about. And I mean, it's major. It's real big. It's real big. And the reason why I think this lady doesn't get her just due is because day in and day out, every day of her life, she was standing by greatness. She was standing by nothing but greatness. And sometimes when you stand by greatness, it's a possibility that you can get overshadowed. And I think that's what happened here. And the person that I'm talking about is none other than Coretta Scott King, a.k.a. Dr. Martin Luther King's wife. Now, you know, we all know about Dr. Martin Luther King. I know you know about him now because I talk about him a whole lot. I definitely do that, man. That's my man. But now, Coretta Scott King, she was an American author. She was an activist. And she was also a civil rights leader in her own right. So, she just wasn't married to him. No. She played a part in the movement as well. She was a civil rights leader in the civil rights movement in the 1960s. So, a fun fact that many people didn't know, including myself, she was a great singer. And she incorporated her music into her civil rights work. I did not know that. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, me too. I learned a lot, you know, of Black History Month and Dr. King Month. I learned a lot because I got to do my research too. Because I'm talking about people before my time. She married Dr. Martin Luther King in 1953. And they were married all the way to his passing in 1968. She's not only noted for the work she did with her husband, but she's also noted for the work that she did after his passing. After Dr. Martin Luther King's passing, she started a women's movement. And she also played a major role. And she fought for the right to make her husband's birthday a national holiday. Which definitely, to me, was something that she should have never had to do. Because that's just automatic, in my opinion. I want y'all to see the point, you know what I mean? After her husband passed away, she could have easily called it quits and said that's enough. Especially in the manner that he passed away, you know what I'm saying? She could have easily called it quits or just went into hiding, you know, out of fear and stuff like that. But she's strong, man. She kept on fighting. She stayed active because it's real, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about, man, honoring real people here on the Slackers Talk podcast. Of course, you know, as we know, you know, her and Dr. Martin Luther King, they have several kids together. And here is the major thing that I want to talk to y'all about. This is the major reason, you know, not to knock anything else, but this is the major reason why I wanted to give Coretta Scott King her flowers. Now, I don't want to get it twisted. I don't, you know, this is not a knock on any other thing that she has accomplished. This is not to take away any of that. Everything else is just as important, but I think this one goes unnoticed. Now, let me just run something by y'all for a second, man. You know, especially like the adults out there, right? So, you're an adult, right? Imagine, you know, you have kids, right? You have kids, you have a wife, or you have a husband, or, you know, you just you're in a relationship, a long-term relationship, and you have a family. You know, you have a family. Of course, you care about your family. You love your family, and you'll do anything for your family, right? One of the things that we do, and one of the things that are most important, you want to make sure that your family, first and foremost, is safe. You know, your family's safety is like, by far, like one of the first things that we think of. You know what I'm saying? When our kids go to school, you know, you want to make sure they go to school. When they go to school and they come back home, you want to make sure, first and foremost, that they come home. Secondly, you want to make sure they come home, you know, the same way they left. In good health, good spirits. You know what I'm saying? And you want to do that each and every day. Same thing with your wife or your husband. You know, y'all go to work or, you know, whatever it is that y'all do. You want that person to be safe, right? That should be the first thing on your mind. Safety, right? Now, you got that part. After you secure the safety part, right? Then comes everything else. Now, put yourself in Coretta Scott King's shoes for a second, right? Now, you're married to Dr. Martin Luther King, right? You know that, you know, he's out here doing the right thing. He's trying to uplift an entire community. He's trying to change the world. He's trying to change the culture. He's making history. You know, he's trying to make sure that people have equal rights and just all the above. So in your mind, you know, because that's your husband and you believe in the same thing. So in your mind, you know he's doing the right thing. You know what he's doing is needed and you know what he's doing is important. You know we need more people in the world just like him, right? But there's another side to that. Because he's doing this, and because you know the nature of this, and you know everybody don't agree with what he's doing, everybody doesn't share the same vision, everybody doesn't want the same thing that he wants, and there's a hate factor there. You know, people don't like him. Certain people can't stand him. Certain people threaten him. Then comes, you know, then comes the threats. Then comes the bombing and the violence. And there's people that ultimately want him dead. There's people out there that'll do anything to see him suffer, right? So now, let's go back to the safety day, right? You Coretta Scott King. Your husband is doing the right thing. He's making history. He's a nice guy. All those good things. But his life is in jeopardy. So it's like, that's your husband first and foremost, right? Before anything else. And the number one thing we just talked about is safety. So what do you do? What's the right answer? Do you have a conversation with him and try to get him to stop what he's doing? Because of your concerns, because of all your safety concerns? Or do you not say nothing, knowing that every day and every second something could happen to this man? Now, technically, there's no wrong answer. Now, of course, you know, I wasn't born. I don't know their relationship. I wasn't there. I wasn't old enough. I haven't seen them interact with each other. I only, you know and seen pictures and stuff like that. I'm just not there. It wasn't my time yet. You know, I'm only going off of research. But there's no wrong answer. You know, there's nothing wrong with a wife wanting her husband to be safe, right? She also wouldn't be wrong if she let him continue making the speeches and doing what he do. And trying to change the culture and trying to change the world. and trying to have equal white rights for everybody. Now, I'm here to tell you, I don't know what her answer was. I don't know. I'm not privy to any conversations that they had. You know, she may have, it's possible that she could have tried to stop him. It's possible that she didn't look at it like that. And, you know, she wanted him to continue doing her thing. But I gotta believe at some point, you know, she started to feel like, you know, her husband wasn't safe anymore. You know, I gotta believe that's just common sense. You know, they went through a lot. You know, a lot of stuff happened leading up to his death. Like, there were bombings, there were threats. You know, he was jailed. You know, he was called things. Things were thrown at him, all kind of stuff. So I gotta believe that, you know, she knew he was in jeopardy. And the reason why I wanted to honor her today and make sure she get those flowers, not to take away from any other things that she accomplished. Like I said, she's an author. She was a singer. You know, she was a part of the civil rights movement. She started a woman movement. You know, she the one who fought for his birthday to be a national holiday. All those things are great. But this right here, like knowing that her family was in jeopardy and her husband and stuff, this is something that she went through every day, every hour, every minute of every hour. You know what I'm saying? Nonstop. Like living, just living a life of you don't know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And she stood by him. You know, she stood by him. You know, she is, there's probably, I don't know, like I said, I don't know the nature of their relationship, but she stood by him. You understand what I'm saying? She's a part of that. You know what I mean? She's a part of the stuff that he did. She's a part of the stuff that he accomplished. Imagine if, you know, just saying, imagine if she fought to stop him. Imagine she fought to stop everything that he did and we never got a chance to hear those great speeches. We never got a chance to see those accomplishments that he did. So just for that alone, you know, you have to give Coretta Scott King her just due. We have to give respect and pay homage to those people that were great. And we also have to pay homage and give respect to those who paved the way and allow that person to be great. And also, she was great in her own right. Her contributions in life just get overshadowed by greatness. She passed away on January 30th, 2006 at the age of 78. But here today on the Slackers Talk podcast, we still want to give you your flowers. We want you to know that you are recognized. We appreciate everything that you did for us. We know it's tough. We know it was tough. We can't even imagine what it was like. And if no one else says it, we saying it right here on the Slackers Talk podcast. Coretta Scott King, you're great. We appreciate what you did. And we giving you your flowers here on the Slackers Talk podcast. Thank you. We love you. This has been the Slackers Talk podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today, I wanted you to know that people could be great, even if they overshadowed by greatness. As always, I want to thank y'all for rocking with me, and we'll be back again to talk next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.